Decatur Pride Fest in Illinois advertises youth drag show. By Hannah Blow on September 10, 2022. Illinois Decatur Pride Fest, slated to occur later this month, is advertising a youth drag show at the event, which follows the emergence of similar events popping up across the country. The Decatur, Illinois Pride event is slated to take place September 17 at the Fairview Park Pavilion. An online flyer detailing the event advertises several activities on the main stage, including Pets of Pride, Drag Queen Story Hour, and Youth Drag Show. This is not an isolated incident. The Boise Pride Festival begins in Idaho this week and advertised drag kids on stage as well. "You have watched the Queens and Kings and now it is time to see the kids," a pamphlet describing the event reads. "A drag show like none other. The drag kids range from ages 11 to 18 and are ready to bring it all to the Boise Pride Festival stage. Come and cheer them on as they bring drag to the younger generation," it added. However, it has now postponed that particular performance due to safety concerns. That is not the only instance of children being incorporated into these pride events in recent months. While there are numerous stories of drag queen story hours and brunches across the U.S., a Pennsylvania pride event, the Central PA Pride Festival, made waves last month after reportedly teaching children to pole dance. What is more stunning is the fact that the event was not only supported by Governor Tom Wolf's D. administration, but it was awarded a $10,000 grant championed by the Democrat. As Breitbart News detailed, "The PA Pride Community Grant Program reaffirms our commitment to bringing visibility to the LGBTQ+ community and creating a more inclusive Commonwealth," Carrie Fisher-Lepore, Deputy Secretary for Marketing, Tourism and Film with the Department of Community and Economic Development, DCED, said in a statement at the time, calling these events, one of which seemingly taught children to pole dance, uplifting. "Uplifting events and festivals that celebrate belonging, accessibility and inclusion sends the message that in Pennsylvania, all are welcome to pursue their happiness," she added. Wolf praised that particular event, writing, "As governor, and on behalf of all the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I am honored to offer my support for Pride Festival of Central Pennsylvania's 30th anniversary."